plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you are in the Portmarnock area, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar just below our studio here is well worth a visit. Well worth a visit. You can have a bite to eat. You can pop in on a Sunday for carvery. And the bar always has a great atmosphere. It really is well worth popping into. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay, if you live outside of Dublin and you're looking for somewhere to stay in Dublin, may we recommend the White Sands Hotel in North County Dublin. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Men on horseback joined a protest which caused significant traffic disruption on Wednesday evening this week in Coolock in Dublin. Protesters blocked the Malahide Road at the Greencastle Road junction, leaving some drivers at a standstill for more than 30 minutes. Following the circulation of an email purporting to be from the Department of Integration regarding asylum accommodation in the area. Now, shortly before 7 o'clock, men on horseback initially stood behind protesters before riding across and down the Malahide Road, causing traffic from the city centre to back up significantly. Anyway, this protest was initially staged at a former factory site where protesters claim up to 1,000 asylum seekers are due to be accommodated. This was the third consecutive day in which a protest had been held at the site, which is the former Crown Paints site. And it appears that the protest is going to continue.
Here's the problem as I see it. The problem is the not knowing, okay? And when people aren't informed either way that something is going to happen, people will jump to their own conclusions or they will go to social media for answers. And social media, I've said this till I'm blue in the face, social media is not the right place. Twitter, Facebook are not the right place to get confirmed reports.
Okay, but, but people are acting on a screenshot of an email purporting to be from the Department of Integration advising local representatives that it's considering an offer for the use of the former warehouse.
Now,
obviously people are very concerned.
Yeah, absolutely. I've asked several people to show me or have they got a copy of that letter. I have not seen the letter yet. I'm not saying the letter is false or not saying it's true, but I'm saying it's very easy to doctor up a letter. That's quite simple. I could doctor up a letter today saying that they're going to turn the RDS into a centre for asylum seekers and people would believe it. So what I'm saying is the local representatives there or the government, they need to either confirm or deny and say, listen, this is not true. We're not putting asylum seekers in. Or, yes, this is true. We are putting asylum seekers in. You don't have any say in the matter. But it's the not knowing that causes what's happening at the moment, isn't it?
100%, I agree.
All local people want is clarity. And then they can act how they see fit using that information they have. But when it's all word of mouth and all Johnny down the road said that they're going to put 100 rapists in there and just some of the stuff you see. Have you seen some of the commentary online?
I have, yeah.
People are jumping to their own conclusions. And I have to say, the government only have themselves, the Department of Integration only have themselves to blame for again, not being clear with local people about what is happening in their area. Now, I've just been sent a copy of the letter and I'll read it out. Well, sorry, a copy of the alleged letter, because I haven't seen. And it starts off by saying, dear deputies, senator and councillors, the Department of Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth is considering an offer for the use of the former Crown Paints warehouse in Coolock to accommodate international protection applicants. The proposal is for modular units, blah, 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 blah. Full details and full engagement will take place with the public and community leaders in due course. So they are saying in the letter, if this letter is true, listen, we're going to engage with the public. But of course, that letter was leaked. Again, I don't know how that would have been leaked. And this is what's caused what's happening at the moment.
Our number is 085-825-2626. We'd love to hear from you on this. Let me go to Paul. And Paul Fitzsimons is a man who is actually planning to run for election for Fingal County Council representing the Irish Freedom Party. And Paul, I was interested in a video that you put up this week, filmed outside this Crown Paints plant. What is the concern here, Paul?
The concern is there's 800 to 1,000 men that we know nothing about going into the area. There's 17 schools in the area. The plexus is right across the road from the area. Nobody has been informed. Nobody has been talked to about this. You know.
Now, the alleged letter, and again, I say alleged because we've no proof that this is a genuine genuine email, but it does say that they will engage with the local community.
But they haven't. That's the thing. They haven't engaged with anyone. And that's what happens with all of these places. You look around the country, look at any of the little villages. They don't engage. And then all of a sudden, they just bring them in at the dead of night. You know what I mean?
But Paul, even if they do engage, and even if they sent every single resident living within a 5 mile radius of that Crown Paints factory, if they sent everybody a letter today in the post saying, okay, listen, hands up, mea culpa, we're going to say here, we're moving 500 international protection asylum seekers into this Crown factory. We will have security there. Everything is going to be okay. That wouldn't stop the protest, though, sure wouldn't. The people.
No, it wouldn't stop it. Because why would you have security there? It'd be like a prison then. Like, listen, immigrants come into this country and they integrate into society and do everything else. These people are not integrating into society. These people are just coming in here and availing of the social welfare.
But sorry, who are these people that you're talking about, considering there's nobody in the site at Coolock, at the Crown Paints plant yet?
No, I understand that. I'm saying the ones that are coming in all the time. They're all the time. There's one that's coming in every week, and we just haven't got the places to put them. You know, Roger O'Gorman put out a thing 2 years ago in 7 different languages, inviting them all to come here. They'll have torn to accommodation in 4 months. How has that worked out? Like, there's Irish people on the streets. We 14,000 Irish people in homeless accommodation or whatever on the streets. 4,000 of them are children. Like, why can't we house them before we bring in the rest of the world?
Okay, let me ask you then. We saw the other day on Mount Street in Dublin how the department, I would say forcibly moved, because they were left with no choice, forcibly moved a load of asylum seekers that were camped out on Mount Street and moved them up the Dublin mountains and given horrible tents, cheap old festival tents, and told go camp there. That's not right either.
Where are they now? And where are they now?
Some of them. Not all of them. Some of them are back in Mount Street.
Not all of them. But the reason they were moved down Mount Street was, Adrian, because of the rugby crowd on Saturday and Sunday, or on whatever day it was, Sunday. They didn't want them seeing them. The same way as I went into town on Friday night to do a couple of videos with the Irish homeless. I do videos myself and I post them all the time. You've probably seen some. But do you know how many people in tents I saw in Dublin City last Friday night? Five. Now, Dublin City is usually littered with tents, and they were all moved out. Nobody was allowed to piss their tents.
Okay, but again, the question that we're at, the government is damned if they do, the department is damned if it does, and damned if it doesn't. They're being criticised for people sleeping in tents on Mount Street, they're being criticised for moving them up the mountains and just chucked into a field, and they're being criticised when they try to get a place like the Crown Paints plant. It's a disused building, and they're being criticised for that as well. So they're damned if they do, and damned if they don't.
But they shouldn't have to be doing this. Don't be letting the people in if we haven't got the places to put them. If you can't house your own forest, why are you housing the rest of the world? You know, that's the problem here. That's why Irish people are up in arms here. And, like, the government don't listen to the Irish people, I think. That's the problem. And the resounding no-no vote 2 weeks ago, that's why Leo resigned. Leo knew his days were numbered, as is this government's days are numbered. You know what I mean? People are seeing, they're opening their eyes to this. I know Jeremy said there earlier, oh, you can't be getting your information off Twitter, or you can't be getting it off Facebook, or you can't be getting it off anywhere else. You have to get it off there because the mainstream media don't tell you anything.
Well, Paul, look, when that happens, there was rumour spread a couple of weeks ago that a child had been sexually assaulted, and it spread like wildfire on Twitter. That turned out not to be true. There were protests.
But the child was assaulted.
There was no sexual assault that took place, though.
Was the child assaulted?
I don't know. I haven't got confirmation.
Jeremy, the way that was reported by Philip, by Derek, and a couple of others, they said that they had got reports of this. They never said it had happened. They got reports of this. Can anyone verify it?
I know, but Paul, you know that
even making that statement, we've gotten reports of this.
People go mad.
People go mad, yeah. But again, let me just come back to this particular site in Coolock, an old disused plant. could easily be converted into modular units to house asylum seekers. What is the worry? What's the concern? Because the people are here anyway.
The worry and the concern is for the local people in the area. I'm not from the area, don't get me wrong.
No, I'm aware of that, yeah.
Yeah, no, but it's the same everywhere. You know what I mean? People don't, like 87% of these people coming in here, these illegal migrants, have no documentation. So nobody knows who they are. Oh, we take a fingerprint. Sure, we take a fingerprint that my name is Johnny McGorry. You know, come on, that's not good enough. And then if they do commit a crime, they're going out of the country the next day. Nobody knows. You know what I mean? Look, there's lots of abductions, a lot of attacks on kids. There was a school in Limerick there a couple of weeks ago, a guy was sword. Like, November, the guy stabbing the three kids outside. Like, these things are all happening, and they're all happening by migrants. You know what I mean? And we have our own.
And sorry, Paul. Paul, talking to them, because you've obviously been out with all the locals here, what sort of concerns are they saying to you, or what sort of messages are they laying to you about their concerns, their worries?
They're afraid for their kids. That's what it is. They're afraid for their kids. That these men will have nothing to do, and they're saying they'll have bus routes. As I said, there's 17 schools around that area. Like, when you have 1,000 men there, nothing to do all day, every day, that's all. This is what happened in Limerick, hanging around the schools, chatting up the young ones, and people didn't like it, and then your man took out a blade or something. This is what happened. And this is what's going to happen. And the people are worried sick about it. You know, and I'll tell you why there's not as many people coming out to these protests. It's because they're afraid of the life of the likes of Gino Kenny and all of these TDs calling them out in their jobs. Like, a lot of these people that are talking to me have good, high-paying jobs. And they won't come out in case their faces are seen at them and they lose their jobs. And that's the kind of society we're living in now. You know what I mean? That's it. You know what I mean? I work for myself. I'm from Edmonton a year and a half ago. So I'm okay for the time being. So I'm self-sufficient at the minute.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, there's people out there that have mortgages. And you look at the guards. Look at how the guards have turned on the protesters. Like, that's gone into overdrive what the guards have done with the protesters.
Just a message came into us from Anthony. He says, there are no attacks on children like he claims. If it was happening, it would be all over the news. The far right like to just spread lies. That's from Anthony.
Okay, and who's the far right?
Well, the Irish Freedom Party, if you Google them, they would be considered a far right. This isn't me saying this. You know, the far right part, or the Irish Freedom Party would be considered a far right party.
Okay, but Google, yeah, okay.
And that's not me. That's not me saying I necessarily believe that, but they would be considered that.
I know, but, like, can I just say something here? 2 years ago when this started in East Wall, like, I was there in East Wall. Okay, I was with the Freedom Party then. It started then, and this is when the far-right thing came out. That the far-right are there. Myself and Herman were there. Malachy Steenson was there. And this is what they started saying about the far-right have infiltrated these marches and this, that, and the other. Nothing of the sort. And because it wasn't being shown on the news, nobody knew about this. And because of Twitter and different social media, is like, we have our own network there, the Freedom Network, that's flying there now with different people coming into us and the whole lot. They're watching our news there. They're watching everything there. So we get the news out to them that we're getting in. But
okay, let me ask you then, Paul. So this particular site, and again, an alleged email. There's no, I can't find any confirmation that that email is real unless you have confirmation that it's real.
Okay, now hold on for a minute. Sorry, Adrian.
Yeah.
But why haven't they come out and said yeah or nay?
That's a good question. That's a good question, and I take that. But let me ask you, where does this end? Okay, this protest has gathered a bit of steam, will probably keep going, and if the department attempts to move people in, I assume that the protesters will do their best to stop people moving into that site. Okay.
Yes,
so then what happens? Where do these men go? Only to another community? Because, as I said, and I understand the point you're making, stop them coming in, but the fact of the matter is that the department has to put a roof over the head of the thousands that are here, because a lot of them are sleeping on the street, which isn't acceptable either.
Send them home. You know what I mean? There's no room at the inn. I'm sorry, you know what I mean? And you have TDs coming out and saying we have an obligation to do this. We have no obligation at all. The Dublin Free Treaty stipulates states that if you come from a safe country into Ireland, you get sent straight back to that safe country. These people are coming through England, Scotland, everywhere, losing their documents, living in England for 4 or 6 months. What happened in England? Did they get into trouble in England that they had to leg out of England? We don't know these things. This is where the problem lies. Nobody knows. We don't know who these people are. You know, it's gone ridiculous. Like, it really has.
Okay,
and what they're doing is they're just... If you look at the demographics here, okay, they're only going into working class areas. That's where they're putting them. Me and Gavin Pepper done a documentary sort of thing last year, and we showed about 8 different places out in D4, D6, Doggy, and put them out there, sent them to the government. Do you think there's anything out there? No, there's not, because all the votes are out there. They have got votes.
That I will agree with you with, and it's something that someone brought up to me, because anytime I try and defend...
Well, there was to be one in the middle of Ballybrack Village and it was set on fire.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's
Ballybrack
true.
Village, again, a working class area.
Not the village, not around the village.
You've upset Adrian now, he's from Ballybrack Village.
No, I'm saying the village itself wouldn't be... down the road would be.
No, the point you're making is right. You're not going to... The people at Castle Knock are not going to have a centre on their doorstep.
Okay, do me a favour. Stay on the line there for 1 second, Paul, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you want to send us a voice note, please do 085-825-2626. Now, Babs, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Babs. What did you want to say on this?
I was originally part of a lot of the protests, actually, we set up for Blackrock. I'm from Dunleary. And when we found out that families were being put into the old library in the Bland Avenue in Dunleary, we were more than happy. We done a whip around, we got clothes, old toys and stuff. And then it turned out that they were sneaking, like, male men into this building. In the night, busloads of them. So we set up a protest, a page. We'd done the streets of Dunleary, and the same what Paul said, like, you know, we're being called far right and stuff. I have 3 young daughters and I work, and like, I'm out on the street because I'm concerned about my kids and my kids' future.
Let's call a spade here. When it comes to housing male asylum seekers, male international protection applicants, as they're called, and it's a load of men in a building. What is the worry here?
The worry is that there's no monitoring going on in these buildings. We've been in the buildings. Also, there's another one in Blackrock now. We also got into that. They're not secure enough buildings. Some of the buildings, and like that, the boards are boarded up, the windows are boarded up. But if that was us, it's health and safety. But because the government are allowing it, they're not putting any health and safety on the buildings. They're just throwing them in anywhere.
You could argue, Babs, that needs must, that you know, they're in a very tight situation here in terms of getting somewhere for these people to stay while their case is being dealt with.
But again, a lot of these people have no papers, they have no names. There's a man there walking around, he's from Turkey, and he has criminal records, and he's actually wanted in Turkey, and he was able to slip through the system into Ireland, have an interview on RT last week, and gave a different name, and he's actually a wanted man in Turkey for crimes, but he was able to slip into Ireland, no questions asked, and now he's sleeping in the tents out there in town at the moment. But he wasn't questioned. Where's his papers? Our worries as parents is our streets aren't safe anymore. Like, again, there's no houses to put them properly.
Okay, but Babs, let me say something to the argument that I've been using all along over the last year or whatever. In the area where you live, I don't know, what part of Dublin are you living in?
Dunleary.
Oh, in Dunleary. Okay, Dunleary's a fairly big area. You don't know, I'm talking about Irish people, you don't know which one of your neighbours are vetted, unvetted, have they sexual crimes against them. The chances are that the same road that you live on, there's someone who has raped at some stage or is a convicted rapist, certainly in your area.
Yeah, but the thing about that is, though, they're on the, like, a lot of them are registered.
Stop someone committing a crime just because they're registered.
Oh, 100% it doesn't. No, I agree with you on that. I 100% understand what you're saying. But as well, what I'm getting at is the government lied to the people. They lied that it was women, children coming in, and people are saying, that's fine, you know, we're here to help war-torn country, God, like, you know, and people were saying, that's fine, put women and children in, 100% do that. But the fact that we were lied to, and now they're saying about giving 50 million here and 50 million, and as I said last week, like, you know, we haven't got the facilities for, like, autistic children in schools, hospital lists are out the door. How come they're able to put this money into abandoned buildings for these people coming in, and they can't do that for us as their own countrymen and countrywomen?
Because you know and I know, Babs, that Irish people won't accept being thrown into a crown paint done up and a few beds thrown into it. They won't.
Right, well, can I tell you something? I ran a super run in town for 8.5 years, right, me and my family. And we were out there 2 nights a week, off our own back. A lot of our community helped donate food, clothes, toiletries, everything. And we stood on them streets day in, day out, on the Fridays, on the Sundays. And I'm telling you, because we were going to do it, we were going to take a whole load of homeless people and just put them into some of these buildings. We got into Apollo House, for God's sake, before they knocked it to the ground. People, other superuns got into Apollo House with us, and we had that barricaded for a good couple of weeks, and we were volunteering to run it, freely run it, with donations, and keep the homeless people in it. And I'm telling you now, there was over 200 homeless people in that building, in the same situation these illegal men are in now, and they were very, very happy to stay in these buildings because it was off the streets.
And
there is a majority of them that are happy to do it.
Okay, but that particular building, Apollo House, was earmarked for something else. The Crown Plants building at this moment isn't earmarked for something else.
Yeah, and I understand that. But again, if these men aren't coming from war-torn countries, why are they allowed in at all? That's what we want to know. We want to know, why are they running from wars that they're putting, like the people that have gone into Black Rock now, a lot of them men are from Nigeria, and there's no wars in these countries. Now this is why the people are so annoyed as well, is because if they were coming in from Ukraine and whatever, we'd say, look, fair enough, but they're not. They're coming from every different country.
Okay.
Like when we start to protest,
Babs, let me ask you then, what is the answer? To just keep protesting every time they try to use a new building to house asylum seekers in non-ideal conditions, it has to be said, but just to put a roof over their head while their case is being dealt with. Is the plan to just continually object to these buildings being used until eventually there's nowhere for them to use?
No, what should happen is, and I've been saying this for day one, the protests were to open other people's eyes. Like, we're called the far right. I'm called the far right, even though I'm a concerned parent for my children, my children's future. Like, as I said, you know, there's no housing at the moment for people that are on housing. It's genuinely, like, you know. And again, there's like 14,000 Irish homeless that would love a house or apartment. And when these modular homes are being built and now they're being handed out to people coming in, that's why people are getting angry. So I think people are really only now starting to see, okay, this community's copping on now. You know, we don't want them here. And then the next, like, community saying, okay, well, we don't want them. So once everybody is on the same page, and not everyone can be called far right, for being honest, and wanting to stand up to your kids.
Who has called you far right? Who has used that expression?
Oh, Jesus. I was arrested in town at the big march last year for obstructing the gates of the Dáil, right? And I've never been arrested in my life. I've never been in trouble. But the guards had to arrest a handful of people to show, we're doing our job or whatever.
My
mum is 70, right? She's 70. And they dragged my mum into the back of a police car. And me and a few other people.
Well, that's wrong.
For being standing peacefully. There's photos of me all over the internet. And then I was called being pregnant because I'm a bit overweight or whatever. Now, that didn't bother me. But they're trying to say she's far right because I was out standing up for my kids.
But what I don't understand is, Babs, why people get so upset when it's just a label far right. I don't think you're far right, by the way. I don't know you from Adam. I don't think you're far right. But the thing about a far right person is, I mean, we had Paul on there from the Irish Freedom Party there a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
They are a far right party, whether you like it or not. And he got very upset.
Yeah.
He got very upset. Oh, where did you get that from? Where did you get it? Like, and I always say, and I'm not comparing anybody here to Hitler, but if you had interviewed Hitler in 1930, and said, are you now, would you all agree that Hitler was far right? Yeah,
obviously, yes.
Would you agree, Babs?
Yeah,
Hitler was far a far right lunatic. Yeah, had you have interviewed Hitler in 1939 and said, Adolf, are you far right? No, I'm not.
He'd
have
said no.
People that are far right don't even realize that they're far right. They think,
well, I think, but this is my point though, as Paul said, like, normal Joe soaps like myself now are being called far right because we're trying to stand up for our kids and our communities everyone's being labelled as that now because you're against immigrants coming in.
No, but I think what the issue
is, so you're being called racist and all far right.
But Babs, I think the issue that a lot of people have is the selective outrage outrage that a lot of people don't mind. And again, Dunleary, it's a lovely place, but it has its problems as well. There's so many drug dealers living in Dunleary. There's junkies living in Dunleary. The thing is, the selective outrage. People will never march on the houses of Irish drug dealers and junkies who are shooting up in front of their kids, but they will if they hear that someone with brown skin is moving into the area from a different country.
Oh, yeah, and I do agree. Like, as I say, like, you know, with the junkies and the drug dealers and stuff, I think what should happen is, now at the moment, you need to bring back what it was like back in the day when people knew there was people living in houses that were ran by drug dealers or junkies, you know, and they had marches outside the house to let everybody know that that's what was going on. That's what they did years ago, and that's what people are starting to do again now. It's not about, this is my point, right, it's not about the colour of these people's skin, and that's being honest, it's not. I have family members that are coloured skinned, and I, like, it's not about skin colour. It's about people being snuck into the country. It's about men, single men, not families even. As I said, if it was women and children, as I said, you'd be down, you'd be doing a collection, you'd be doing your best to help. But, you know, you're being lied to by the government. That's why people are angry. You're being lied to because the streets are being lined with these men now coming in.
Okay, do me a favour.
There's nowhere for them.
Okay, do me a favour. Stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. More of your calls in a second.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and front runners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
Thomas, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Thomas?
Lads, what's up?
What did you want to say on this, Thomas?
Yeah, I mean, it's the usual stuff, isn't it? She was given a few different reasons of why she doesn't like it. I don't think the reasons make 100%. They're not really making sense, but yeah, it's just the same old.
Okay, but the concern from a lot of people, and I have a degree of sympathy for this concern, is the notion of a large group of men, many of whom have arrived into this state with no ID. We've no idea where they came from. We know nothing about them. They've lost their passports, all of that. Mm-hmm. That is what's causing concern, that these people are literally trying to conceal their identity.
If that was what was causing concern, then, like, what's the proof that they're coming in now without documents and stuff? They're just, these people just protest straight away without any, they don't know the situation. All they hear is, oh, brown people, factory, oh, protest time. I call it the my dole, not your dole syndrome. Remember there was an asylum house up in, Stillorgan last year? And the Stillorgan people didn't protest because they don't have the my dole, not your dole syndrome. They don't want to share their dole. That's the main issue.
Okay, Babs, I'm going to let you back in there.
No, see, this is my point, though. I work. Loads of people that are standing out protesting work. We're not fighting because of the dole. We're fighting because our kids need a future. Where are our kids going to try and buy houses if there isn't any houses for sale, if these single men are coming in and taking up all the space that our kids could build on?
They're taking up factories, not houses. You're getting confused.
But they're also getting houses, though.
I mean, everyone's.
May I ask where you're from? Where do you live?
I don't need to know about that. Well, I live in North County, Dublin. Yeah.
So are you in a good, secure, like, posh area where you don't have the fear of these people coming into your community?
No, I mean, we had one of them centres a while ago, and they never bothered anyone. And by the way, do you remember when they didn't bother anyone in East Wall, when the whole thing kicked off in East Wall? They never bothered anyone. Like,
but they did bother people, though. They did. Were you at any of these protests?
Name one. Oh, look, I seen the videos. We all know who's bothering who. We all know who's burning down buildings.
Have you ever been at a protest, Ferry?
I walked past yeah, and I found them.
No, yes. Have you ever been part of it? Have you ever stood with a banner and protested? Have you, no, yes or no?
No, no.
No, you clearly haven't. So how do you know that they haven't bothered anyone? They have been in the bushes in East Wall, injecting, drinking, leaving needles out. The lads asked them multiple times.
Danny, is there,
oh
is
my
there
God,
any,
I was there. There I was at the there, protest. I've seen Danny. It.
So while you were protesting, these guys were just drinking and taking drugs in the corner. It sounds like
no, we weren't protesting that. We're protesting that there's kids in the area and they're dropping needles and they're leaving their rubbish lying around. And yes, before you say it, our own junkies and all do it. And the lads still run amok over that. So it's not that you're trying to say skin colour. It is not
Thomas,
skin colour.
Thomas, I want to just put this point to you that's been sent in to us. Thomas, don't be so naive. They will all end up on the housing list, FFF.
Exactly.
No, they won't. That's a lie. Is there any proof of that? These people will be...
Yes.
No, there's not. Look, you seem like a really nice woman, yeah, compared to the people I've spoken on this show before who just talk over me and just watch Twitter all day. You actually... you seem like you have a brain, and I'm telling you, look into it. These people can start working eventually, and they do work. They're not people that leave the country with no ambition. They want
can,
to
can
make
I
something
can I tell you something though, Thomas? Yeah. I have a friend, okay, and she has five kids, and she was made homeless. The landlord sold the house, and she went to the council, and they said, look, put in for the HAP. That's fine. She was happy with that, okay? So she put in for the HAP, went and found a place on her own, and went back to the council, gave in all the forms. The landlord was delighted to take her. And 2 hours later, the council rang the landlord and said, we will give you an extra €500 if you take in an immigrant family. And the landlord said, oh, no, let me finish, please. And the landlord said, I will not do that. So he rang my friend back and said, this is what the council are after ringing me to do. So she got the house. Thank God the landlord was lovely about it. And if this is happening to one person that I know, Thomas, how many more people are they able to break the rules for?
Yeah, well, look, I know of a person, a migrant, who was assaulted on Talbot Street for being foreign. So we can all say we know someone.
And that's shocking. That is shocking. Yeah, 100%. And we're not, as I said, it's not just, you're not, as I said, Thomas, it's not about skin colour. It's about also the fact that these people are coming in with no papers, and I've seen it. You're not understanding what I'm saying to you.
I've heard it.
I've been in these centres and I've seen it, Thomas.
Right.
They're hiding papers. They're losing papers.
Right. You've seen what you've seen. I've seen what I've seen. But at the end of the day, these people protesting in Coolock, I still don't see the big issue of having people sleeping in an empty factory. How does that change your day-to-day life? Can you answer that?
Well, she's actually gone off the line, unfortunately. But let me just point to you that there have been, and the government has confirmed, that thousands of people have arrived into Dublin Airport with no passports, with no proof of ID, nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah. But we don't know. It's a case-by-case thing. This Coolock one, we don't know if that's the same thing happening there. Like, if these are the same people that what you're reading off. So we can't just jump to conclusions and say the people in Coolock are unvetted and then one of them gets attacked for being unvetted.
Yeah, but there isn't, there isn't even anybody in the place yet. But So what do you say then to the growing protest in Coolock? What do you say to the people involved in those protests?
To the growing protests everywhere, you need to listen clearly, yeah? What you're doing is, what Jeremy said is 100%, you're having selective outrage, right? You think you're being invaded, you think you're being taken over, but guess what? England still owns 6 of your counties and you don't protest shit.
Okay, stay there for a second. Let me go to Siobhan. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Siobhan.
How you doing?
What did you want to say, Siobhan?
What's that guy's name that was just speaking there? Sorry, I didn't catch him there, Adrian.
His name is Thomas.
Hiya, Thomas. How are you?
Hi, how's things?
Hiya. So you're basically saying, what were you saying there a moment ago, that we don't give a shit about what?
I was saying that these protests are selective and you're only complaining when it's a certain type of person moving in.
No. Well, what's the solution then? Give a solution. You were asked to give a solution and not to give a question.
A solution to what exactly, sorry?
To a solution
like
to the state of Ireland and to a solution to all these refugees being let in, sleeping in tents all over Dublin city centre, people being in fear of their lives for their children.
Oh, it's horrible, isn't it? Do you not feel sorry for them sleeping in tents? It's horrible, isn't it?
It's actually disgusting. So why did our government allow these people to come in and allow them to live like that and create all this hate and diversion? What is your solution?
No, the government wasn't one that the government is putting them in buildings. The people burning down buildings. Remember the building they burnt down in, I don't know what the area was. That wasn't the government. Yeah. That was just random people.
There's been a load of buildings set on fire. Loads.
Rightly so, because we don't know nothing about them. There's no communication. Everything is hid. All the media hide everything. They sit on the fence. They won't really say what they really feel. But if these people are living outside your house that you've got to look at every day, I'm sure you'd have something to say about it.
Lads, please keep me on. I want to break down this line of questioning she's given me.
Go on.
Break it down for me, please. I will. Number one, you said it's good that the building got burned down. Did you say that, yeah? If you think that's good...
Yeah, well, it's a solution. You're not giving solutions.
It's a solution. Burning down a building is a solution.
If it stops a load of foreigners, 1,000 men, being put in an area where there's children all around that area... Did you not hear of the news
no
on O'Connell Street
where that man attacked
a primary school?
Wait till you hear my reply to this. I was on the news today on the Daily Mirror. You can quote me on this Daily Mirror. An Irish man arrested in Boston for raping someone on Paddy's Day.
But that's in Boston. We're not in Boston. You keep saying things that has nothing
to do with what we're talking about. He's an Irish man who's over in Boston.
Yeah, but you're going off story. No.
The point he's trying to make, and I understand the point he's trying to make, is that we don't get outraged when people are dealing drugs from a house around the Coolock area or people are dealing drugs on the streets of Dublin.
No, you don't have protests.
No, you don't. You don't. There's no protest.
The reason why we're having these protests, Adrian and Thomas, is for the protection of our children. These are unvetted men.
Why do your children need protection? Because this every data that you look at shows that these migrants don't commit proportionally high amounts of crime.
Why do my children need protection? That is a really silly question to ask.
You have children yourself.
I mean, are you saying these people coming in are barbaric savages? Like, do you have any evidence of this? They're just normal human beings.
No, they're saying but they've took over so many lovely parts of Ireland. Didn't
the UK take over 6 counties up the north? Are you not fighting to get them back?
We're not here about the six counties.
Again, Siobhan, I'm going to put that question that Thomas just asked. Why do your children need protection?
Because we know nothing of these men that are coming into this country.
And because of the prints that we've already seen that happens in Ireland. Adrian, I went into Dublin City Centre 2 days ago. I haven't been in there in 6 months. I went in purposely to see what Dublin City Centre is like. I was in there for 11 hours. I seen 3 guards in the 11 hours. The anxiety, the fear that I had walking around Dublin City Centre.
Adrian, what's this woman's name? Her name is Siobhan.
And your friend there beside Siobhan. Who's that?
That's Siobhan and Stephanie.
Siobhan and Stephanie, if you get 5 minutes, please go on Google and look at the statistics. Most of the crime comes from the inner city flats. Dorset Street, the Liberties.
And you know what else you also stated, which is absolutely wrong? You said that the horses and the protesters stopped traffic last night. They absolutely didn't. The guards stopped the traffic way away from the protest. So get you that fact right.
So hang on.
You cannot comment.
Siobhan, why was it reported by all media outlets, by the way, that... Hang on, Siobhan, for one second. I actually saw one of the videos where the guys on the horses and their bikes are in the middle of the Malahide Road.
You know what? We're angry. You're not angry. You're trying to get off the point. I'm a mother of three small children. Okay, I am a concerned mother. I have 3 small children. My children use that plex every weekend. I have a daughter who's 14 years of age and a son who's 17. That's their only outlet at the weekend, is to go there, meet up with friends, play pool and watch cinemas. They're now across the road from unvetted men, male men, from all parts of Albania, God knows where they're coming from. That is literally a 2-minute walk from where my children are. And you're saying I don't have the right to be concerned. I think I do, buddy.
But as well, Adrian, can I just make a point? Why is the government still letting people in to live in tents and ruin Dublin city centre? There's tents everywhere. There's filth everywhere. Why is that allowed? That in itself should be made a stop.
Okay, but the government have sent out the message abroad that please don't arrive to Ireland because we've no room. We don't have any accommodation for you. But people continue to arrive.
They won't continue to arrive if they're not let in. Send them back. They're spending billions on housing them. And who's suffering? The Irish. A woman can't even put a caravan out her back garden to house her son. She was told no. But yet, tents can take over a city centre where Irish people are in fear to walk around. It's so intimidating. And you have to agree with that. There's no way anyone can walk through. I agree
that the streets of Dublin are very intimidating. I don't agree that it's all foreigners that are causing the intimidation on the streets of Dublin.
I don't agree either, Adrian, but can I just make this point? Since COVID, the children have been raised on survival mode. Now all this is happening with loads of foreigners coming in around them, taking over their country. They're all being raised on survival mode. When you've been raised on survival mode, you attack or be attacked. That's what happens in survival mode. And it's a disgusting world to live in.
Thanks for your call, Siobhan and Stephanie. Let me bring in Darren, who's not at all happy with Thomas.
This clown for real. You'd only get him on when we were talking about this subject. Where's the proof of coming in with no documents? Is he living under a fucking rock?
There you are, Thomas, if you want to respond to that.
Pal, where's your proof they're coming in with no documents? Do you have any proof? I agree there are some people doing it, but how do you know the ones coming into Coolock are doing it? These pricks paint everyone with the same brush. They've no IQ, very low IQ, no education.
Okay, according to the Irish Times last year, 4,200 people arrived into Dublin Airport without documentation in 2022. Now, I know that's a year and a half ago, but then earlier on this year, the Minister for Justice confirmed that the government is reviewing whether or not fines for airlines should increase if passengers arrive into the country. The number of people who arrived into Dublin Airport fell by 34% last year, but it's still very high. There are still thousands arriving into the country.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, in 2023, 3,285 undocumented arrivals in Ireland.
Yeah. Adrian, I appreciate you for bringing up this topic because I'm glad I came on, because the people listening, I want you to listen to me carefully. If you actually research this topic, yeah, you will find that even if they're unvetted, and this is the case for America with the Mexicans that go to America, this is the case with, I think, the Fijians in Australia, they do not commit more crime proportionally than the native people, especially people from areas like Darndale, Ballymun, and the Flats. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with them, but it's facts are facts, and you can look it up instead of looking at random videos you see on Twitter, some random brown guy.
Okay, so this concern... And this is the concern that we regularly hear, a concern about crime, a concern about children, yeah. Blah, blah.
Yeah.
You're saying that there is no proof that crime increase based on the number of people seeking asylum in a country.
No, they don't. And also, as well as that, the children of migrants, for example, if you've like a doctor from India next door, his child is less likely to be a criminal than the average local child. That is a fact. And data backs that up.
Okay, do me a favour, stay on the line there for 1 second if you can, please.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and frontrunners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
John, you're spitting bullets. Why?
Absolute idiot, staff at it, you know. He's given all the facts, but yet he's had to be asked, I don't know how many times, what's the solution? And if he thinks the solution is to keep bringing people into this country and flooding this country, were illegal immigrants. He's an innocent woman. He's an absolute idiot.
Wait. What's wrong with more people? We've got jobs to fill.
What's wrong? Hold on for a minute. I'll tell you what's wrong, Thomas, here. I'll tell you what's wrong with her. I'll tell you what now. Now, here. I'm going to educate you here.
Hold on a minute.
Our kids are fleeing this country because they can't get a house in this country, because they can't get proper jobs in this country, okay? There's jobs there, yes there is, but they're underpaid jobs and not being paid enough. You know, my son and his girlfriend are going to Australia, okay? Why is that, Thomas? It's because the country is overinflated, the bills are going through the roof. Now, it was
they've always been going to Australia. Has it been because of the migrants or not? They've always been going to Australia.
No. I'll tell you this, because they can't get a house here. That's what I said to you, Thomas.
John, what has that got to do with the amount of asylum seekers being thrown
into the houses?
This conversation started about a protest at an old paint factory in Coola.
Yes.
Exactly.
What's all that about? You sort of been hearing about Apollo House.
Your son isn't going to Australia because some migrants are in the Crown Paints plant in Coolock.
Exactly.
The country is overflowing with migrants. Left, right and centre. And this is an idiot. This Thomas fellow thinks that this is not happening. It is happening. It's happening left, right and centre. You heard it there earlier on.
Okay,
what the girl said about €500.
Let him speak. Go on.
John, can I ask you something? Are you do you like socialism? Just asking you a question. Do you like socialism?
Of course I do. Who doesn't?
So you like socialism?
Of course I do.
All right, okay. Well, if you believe everyone deserves a right to have a roof over their head, I mean, you don't sound like someone that...
No. You see, the fact is, what I do believe is here, Thomas, is we fix our own problems first, and then we can deal with other countries. You know the story of the world, Thomas. You're not stupid.
We will always have problems.
Can I say one thing to John?
John, the problem within a country can never be fixed. Problems keep going on and on. You can do two things at once.
Thomas, I'm not looking. I never said these problems are going to be fixed. But I'm telling you, Thomas, it overflowing a country with migration, with migrants, and we were told from day one, and you know this, that there were Ukrainians and they're fleeing the war. Now we have every immigrant from every corner of the fucking globe coming into this country, and you're telling me that this is not going to make a difference?
Number one, when they said Ukrainians, they actually meant Ukrainians. They never said that people coming into Coolock are non-Ukrainians. They never said that. They're honest.
Listen,
they
I don't care where the fuck they're going, Thomas. They're going all over the country. But the fact is ruining the fucking country, because what happened to the stresses, you stupid idiots, the schools are overcrowded, the doctors, you can't get an appointment for next week, you clown. Thousands of immigrants coming into the fucking country is going to even alleviate that?
You're a fucking dope, lads,
because he's afraid of me speaking. Let me speak. Can I speak? The hospital need more staff. The hospital
need more people. There's a reason why the Irish people are not having. Listen to me. There was a report out there a few weeks ago, and there was a report that said that the Irish people of Ireland are having less kids. You know why, Thomas, don't you? I tell you fucking why. We can't afford to fucking have them. Now, Thomas, listen to me carefully. See, all the Romanians coming into the country, they have five and six kids going around with them. They fucking do, you idiots.
The poorest people have most kids. Look at African countries.
That's always the way. It always has been the way. And
the poorest people.
They come into Ireland, they get the fucking dole, and they start having four, five, six kids. You see it? What my point is here, Thomas. We can't afford to have a kid.
I can't hear when both of you are speaking.
No,
sorry,
if you're
John,
on the dole, you're still poor. You're still poor.
John, can I just tell you that it is a statistic fact, and I was only reading this earlier on, that richer countries are having less children, poorer countries are having more children. That's just, and that's always been the way. Sorry, John, all you have to do is look back.
Who's benefiting? Who's rich children?
Sorry, John.
The rich are only getting richer, the poor are getting poorer in this country, Adrian. You know that.
I'm just trying to highlight statistics, and it's always been the way that poorer people...
Who's getting richer?
In the 1930s, we were having 10 children per family here in Ireland. We don't do that anymore, okay? Things have changed.
But the fact of the matter is, Adrian, we should be having more. You know, look, the fact of what you said there, Adrian, is... Okay, you said the rich. This is a rich country now. And we should then. If that's the case, Adrian, we should be able to have another two or three kids. We can't afford to afford it, Adrian. You know that. The inflation has gone through the roof. I wouldn't dare. Hold on for a minute, Thomas. I wouldn't dare bring another child into this capable country. Do you know that?
Leave people's sex life alone, yeah? Let people do what they want to do.
Yeah, let them have however many children they want to have. All right, look, I'm going to leave it at that, gents. Thanks very much indeed. I want to squeeze in this WhatsApp voice note before we wrap this up. This is Neil.
Adrian, Jeremy, I had a woman in the car earlier on from Killarney, and she used to go walking in the park, and she's terrified of going walking in the park now, and a lot of gift shops are closing up down there because of hotels being taken up by refugees, nobody spending money. That's just what she said. I'm only telling you what she said. Cheers, lads.
All right, only telling you what she said. All right, thanks very much indeed, Neil. Thank you.
So, do you want to play Dave's message as well?
Yeah, Dave's message as well, please. Oh, yes, let's lash out Dave's message.
I know you started the music.
But that's no problem. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. And there's one from Natalie as well. Yeah, we'll get that as well. Dave sent us this voice note.
Hey lads, great show as usual. I'm absolutely delighted to see John being put in his place by Thomas. Even if I don't agree with you, Thomas, but it's good to see John being put in his place for once.
Thanks very much indeed. Put in his place for once. And Natalie.
And another thing is that it's because they are getting like house before our own Irish people as well, and like people in Coolock has like families that are trying to move out, and then when they just enter here, they're just getting housed for nothing. When we have like a big homeless crisis as well.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you have any comments on what you've listened to, you can WhatsApp us morning, noon and night on 085 825 2626. That's 085 825 2626. You can send us an email to allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com if there is anything that you would like us to debate on the Opinions Matter podcast. Thanks for listening. Please hit subscribe or follow, click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified each and every time we upload a new podcast, which is most weekday afternoons. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.